This is the Radio Sports Page. Colton Emsweiler here, talking with Pleasantville volleyball players Brianna Benj and Kristen Rowe. How are you girls doing today?
Doing pretty good.
Pretty good.
All right. And, you know, in the early going so far, you know, four games so far, you know, it's a 1-3 record, you know, and in those three losses, not winning a set. But so far, how do you feel these seasons have gone for the two of you and the team in general?
Pretty good. We're trying to do our best. We had a few players gone, but we're back now, so trying to do our best.
Yeah, I think we can do a little bit better now that we've got a couple players coming back, and I think if we keep working hard, we can do better throughout the season.
And, you know, definitely last year had a lot of great players. You know, they graduated, you guys, you know, stepping up, Brianna especially. You know, what feels different, you know, last year compared to this year, and, you know, not only with, you know, the change in who's here, but also the changes in general that have had to been made for the 2020 season with everything going on?
Yeah, last year we were a really good offensive team with good hitters, and we're more of a defensive team this year, and we have a lot of younger kids coming in and filling positions, so they're just trying to do their best.
Yeah, there's some newer people on varsity. We have a lot of more newcomers on varsity this year. I didn't play varsity last year, but Brianna did, so we don't have quite as much experience altogether with varsity. But
what safety measures have had to been taken? When I was at your game, your triangular against Madrid and Grandview Christian, you know, you guys were wearing masks on the sideline when you weren't in play. You know, what all protocols are you guys following? And is that just safety stuff on your end, or is it, you know, mandated requirements? Because it's definitely the right thing to do. So what went into those decisions?
Yeah, I think it's on our end. We just decided it's probably best, you know, wear the mask. We can go through the season, hopefully the whole season. And we, like, switch the balls and use hand sanitizer every single time we go in and out.
Yeah, we're all really excited to play, so we really don't want our season to be cut short this year. So we're really trying to take as many precautions as we can so we can keep playing longer.
Yeah, and, you know, when you've been playing, you know, what has that atmosphere been like, you know, on the court, in the locker room? You know, I'm sure all you girls are really close as a team. So, you know, how do you guys, you know, come together, congregate, and, you know, feel as a unit?
Yeah, it's different this year because we can't do as many team bonding stuff as last year, and, like, usually you listen to music in the locker room before games, but we've been not using the locker room except for changing this year, so it's a little bit different, but we're trying to still come together as a team as much as possible.
Yeah, we just kind of try to socially distance when we can, and we just try to do as much as we can while staying safe.
Mm-hmm. And, When talking to Coach Joel Allman, you know, something he's been preaching throughout the early part of the season is a consistency. How much has he been talking about consistency to you? And, you know, what does he say in timeouts and pregame huddles and all that kind of stuff to get you guys in the right mindset between each set or before every game?
Yeah, we're really working on consistency just with our sets, our passes, just basic form for all that. And the more consistent we are, the better we'll play.
Yeah, he just kind of says we got to have a good attitude. If you keep your head up, it's a lot easier to keep going and consistently do better.
Colton Emsweiler here talking with Pleasantville volleyball players Brianna Benj and Kristen Rowe. You know, early part of the season, you know, a few struggles, you know, definitely a bright spot against Madrid. But, you know, going forward for the rest of the season, you know, how do you feel you guys need to do better as a team? You know, what improvements should you guys make?
Oh, yeah, we're looking forward to it. Our goal is to get all our serves in and just miss as less as possible, make the other teams make the mistakes, and we'll just keep playing our game.
Yeah, we got to get more serves in, so if we can keep getting our serves more consistent and maybe get some more blocks and just try our best. Mm-hmm.
And finally, a question for Brianna only, you being a senior and Kristen being a junior. But Brianna, you know, this being your last year, have you given any thoughts to after graduation, any plans for school, a major in mind?
Yeah, I'm looking at Simpson, maybe go play a little volleyball there, not sure yet. Like pre-dentistry maybe, something around there.
All right. And thank you for joining us, girls.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And that was Brianna Benj and Kristen Rowe here on the KNIA Coach's Corner. Reporting, I'm Colton Emsweiler.